Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Super Bowl is set, and there will be super ratings. We have the Santa Clara 49ers versus the Kansas City Taylor Swifts.
I knew you're going to work that in. The Taylors.
What are you talking about?
So, this is a rematch. What was that, 4 years ago or three?
2020.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Global pandemic a month later.
Biden, Trump.
Biden, Trump. Biden, Trump 9 months later.
Oh, boy.
Hold on to your butts.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, but no, I mean, it was, you know, good game, I think. Do you guys remember anything from that game?
Yeah, it was a great game.
It was a great game. I remember Garoppolo missing like a really easy. He missed someone deep at the end of the game. I remember that. And that's really like, we have to get rid of this guy.
Okay. Because I don't remember shit. Weren't the Niners like leading and then they blew the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mahomes had like a ridiculous throw on third down, like 50 yards downfield. It was like a huge play. And if he doesn't make that throw, I think the Niners would have won.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sammy Watkins. Yep.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the biggest shame, I think, of all this, whatever it is with Kelce and Swift, is it like takes away the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Adam, you were saying you think this is like the greatest football player we've ever seen. And
I think he's the best football player in the history of the NFL. I'm already going to give him the GOAT status. I don't think he's had the best career. Obviously, you can't say that yet because Brady has 7 rings.
Right.
But, I mean, 6 years, 6 AFC title games. He's home for most of them. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, that's number 3. He's only 27. And on the field, eye test, I don't think anyone has ever been this talented. He does it all. Like, he doesn't have a flaw. And he finds ways to win games. And at the beginning of this postseason, it was like, all right, they're going to play Miami. Miami's got a great chance to beat them, yada, yada, yada. They beat Miami. They go to Buffalo. Everyone thinks Buffalo's going to win that game. They beat Buffalo. And then they go to Baltimore, and everyone thinks Baltimore's going to win that game. And here we are in the Super Bowl. And, like, I don't know, how long are we going to keep picking against this guy?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
like, all he does is win. So,
yeah, I agree. I haven't seen anyone better.
This year was interesting because I wanted to see him on the road. And for him to go into Buffalo, go into Baltimore, that was really impressive.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that we could throw at him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He has Kelce, obviously, but I like Rice. He's turned it on, you know, since like the last quarter of the year. But outside of that, he has 0 wide receivers. None.
Yeah, this is his worst offensive team.
Insane.
Of all the 6 years that he's probably been a starter. Even the Travis Kelce that they have now, he's come up big in these playoff games. But during the season, he was – I mean, I think it was the first year he didn't reach 1,000 yards. And he looked much older and slower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The comparison I made with you guys, it feels like we're watching like from 1990 to 1998 Michael Jordan. Like the outcomes just
– yes.
Every time he's on the field in a playoff game, the outcome feels inevitable.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about the Super Bowl. I'm like – the line came out. I was like, how in the world are the Chiefs underdogs? Like, how could you make this guy an underdog?
Well, the people, people responded.
Yeah, like I couldn't believe it.
Aren't they 2.5 point favorites now?
They should be. I mean, they have the better quarterback, right? Better coach.
Yep.
Better O line. Yeah. Like, how can you go against Mahomes? It's insane.
No, I can't now. You know, as much as I want to root against them, because, and it's not just because of the, you know, Kelce Swift thing. Honestly, you don't want to see the same team keep winning, right? Like, we don't want another Patriots dynasty. So that's the main reason why I want to root against them. But I can't at this point. I think this is like a foregone conclusion that they're gonna win this thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how many people, like, do? Out of like our picks, did any of us pick Chiefs, Niners? I would think we did, right? Somebody?
No.
That's right. We all picked the Jets, like freaking.
I think I picked the Eagles in the NFC.
I had Bills, Eagles in my pick.
Yeah, okay. You said Bills. Wow, none of us took the Chiefs.
No, I think I did have the Chiefs actually.
I think someone did.
Adam did.
I think I did.
We'll have to have Panay confirm this.
No, you had Adam. I remember you had the repeat. You had Chiefs Eagles.
Yes, yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, so you did.
Rematch, yeah,
yeah. So Adam, you've been on the Chiefs Mahomes train the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, super bold.
Yeah,
really bold take there.
No,
did you see this crazy stat that Peter Schrager has picked the Super Bowl 6 years in a row?
6 years.
Wow.
I was just about to say that.
I almost don't believe it, because, like, how did he pick the Bengals?
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, no, he picked the Super Bowl winner.
No. He's picked the Super Bowl matchup.
Oh, fuck. That's insane. Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if he necessarily has picked the winner, but he's picked the matchup 6 years in a row. So all of them, I mean, they're not bold picks, but the Rams-Bengals one is bold, because Burrow was coming off a torn ACL, and... They were the surprise team. They were a wild card that year and went on a run. So I don't know how he picked them.
Yeah, pretty phenomenal. And
who do you think to win?
What, the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's the Chiefs. I mean, come on.
No, who did he?
Oh.
That I don't know. No, I mean, like every year in the beginning of the year, he picks the matchup.
Pretty sure.
Overall, he's got the matchup.
Pretty sure he said Chiefs. Not positive, but I thought I heard that when he was on either Bill Simmons or Part of My Take. He was on Part of My Take last week, so he said it on one of those. I'm almost positive he said the Chiefs, but not really sure. But not only, you know, the greatness of Mahomes. I mean, even, you know, Kelce's playing great. The offensive line. I think Mahomes has only been sacked once the entire playoffs. I saw.
Yeah.
The offensive line, you know, once again, the offensive line gets no no praise ever. You know, these guys just go to work, beat the shit out of people, and that's true. It. It's a shame.
And,
yeah.
And they were missing their best offensive lineman. Tooney was out last game.
That's right.
Tooney.
Right.
Yep.
Torn pec.
That's right. Next man up. So, yeah, and their defense is phenomenal. I mean, I don't know what the hell the Ravens were thinking. Like, their game plan sucked. I don't, you know, run the fucking ball. Like, I don't know why they decided to air it out. But Chiefs defense.
And we said
great.
That in the first quarter. We're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Run the ball.
Run the ball.
And they give it to Edwards, one carry, boom, 15 yards. He didn't carry the ball again until like the end of the third quarter, one more time. It was the most bizarre game plan I've ever seen.
Puzzling. Yeah.
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 Did not make any sense. I'd be so pissed if I was a Ravens fan. They had,
it really felt like they joked.
Yeah. I mean, home game, win one game in a Super Bowl at home, like, they're not going to get that opportunity back. It's so rare.
Yeah. And Lamar, I mean, he had a bad game, but I also put this on the coaches, too. I just think the game plan was terrible.
Yeah.
The defense, yep. I mean, they held him to 17 points. You know,
they didn't score after halftime.
That's right.
They shut him out in the second half.
Yeah.
It was blatantly clear to me that it was like the Chiefs really got in Baltimore's head. I think they really psyched them out early. All these 15-yard penalties that the guy hit with, especially the one where the guy hits Kelce and Kelce just starts laughing at him.
Yeah.
For that first down, the first half, I'm like, oh, man. After that, I was like, this game's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zay Flowers, I mean, if he gets that touchdown at the
goal line. Yeah, that was a bad one.
That was unbelievable.
That was a backbreaker for sure. And Odell. Will Odell be a Jet next year? What's his deal?
Hell no. He didn't do anything this year. I thought he was going to have a big reason.
Also, like, I put that on the coaches, too. Why did it take four quarters to get him the ball? I mean, I think, what, he had two receptions in the fourth quarter, but they didn't even target him.
Nope.
Yeah. Like, why did you even bring that guy in?
I don't know. Bizarre. Really, really, really weird game. I thought the Chiefs, I know they only won 17-10, but it felt bigger. It felt like they just, was never a doubt, you know? So... and then the other game, Dan Campbell, CTE, it's a real thing.
Who said that? Antonio Brown, right?
Yeah, what, maybe his CTE? Best tweet ever. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
It makes sense.
We all called it. We nailed this on the pod, like, before the year or, like, the first, like, couple weeks. We said Dan Campbell's going to do some dumb shit.
Yep.
We like him as a coach, but he thinks it's Madden. He lost the game. I'm sorry. Like, I get it.
He did.
Like, you keep the aggression, sure, but there's boundaries, right? Like, come on.
I think like, I heard the best it was like a comparison from, who was it? It was Cousin Sal, actually. He was like, it's like the guy that just wears shorts no matter what. He's like always in shorts. He's like, but you know what? Sometimes you got to go to the cocktail party and put on pants, right? Like, you got to dress up for the event. You make it to the NFC title game, right? Like, take the points. Come on. Take as many points as you can. It's just, it didn't make sense. He was too aggressive. Way too aggressive.
Yeah.
The first one, I still don't agree with at all when it was, I think 17-7, right, coming out of halftime. Niners just got the field goal. Fourth and two from, I think, the Niner about like 30, right? You know, or whatever. They would have gone up 17, so 20-7, whatever. But I mean, three possessions. You know, the guy dropped the ball. It sucks. Like, he was open. But you felt the whole entire stadium, the momentum, when they got that ball back. It was a wrap. And then, like, was it two plays later that Ayuk crazy catch happened? Right?
Yeah.
Touchdown, and then the Gibbs fumble on, like, the first play. Within 10 minutes, I can't imagine being a Lions fan, like, the heartbreak. That was brutal to watch.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen some bad, you know, championship games with the Jets. I don't think anything would top that. Because, you know, they were up 10-0 in Denver. Colts, they were up at the half, but being up, you know, 17 points, that's
brutal. But, like, how many coaches go for that there? Campbell and who else? Maybe Staley, if he was not fired.
Yeah. Staley, absolutely. Yeah, Staley would go for that.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't think anyone goes for it.
I know.
No shot.
I know. And, Niners, obviously, they capitalized. They, you know, Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, goes to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be
talk about a tale of two quarterbacks, right? Like, first half, he looks like I think I made a comment that I wanted Sam Darnold in the game. He's better.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. Yeah. And then the second half, he turns into like Superman. He's running. He's making big throws. Third down conversions, like. Really, two quarterbacks.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we if he gets hurt? Because he got hurt in the NFC Championship last year. Like, imagine he gets hurt and we see Sam Darnold. Like, Sam Darnold leads them to the, like, Super Bowl.
Dude, how would you guys feel about that? The odds are really good. That's, like, a really good bet to make. Super Bowl MVP, Sam Darnold.
I love that.
I saw that. I forgot what the odds were, but they were crazy.
Yeah, like, if someone – you guys would have them. We don't get that in New York.
It's a Jet guy. It's a Jet guy that I follow. Like, he just did it, like, as a joke, kind of.
Okay.
And then it went viral, but it's, like, $25 to win, like, $5,000.
Yeah. $500,000?
No, five grand.
Oh, five grand. I'm like, what? Yeah. Still, that's all – that's – yeah. I mean,
would you? How would you guys feel if Darnold won a Super Bowl MVP?
I'd be happy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Especially the circumstances, right? He's got this guy, Mr. Irrelevant, starting over him. He was the third pick, and then ends up just kind of, you know, saving the day, winning it. I don't know. That'd be really cool. Cool story.
I wanted to keep him. Now, if Zach Wilson went to another team and won a Super Bowl,
that's another story. Yeah,
that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, the only thing Sam Darnold did wrong was, unfortunately, kiss some girl with mono.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing he did wrong.
Yeah, that season was weird. That was the ghost season too, right?
Ghost.
Yeah.
I think the media also made a huge deal about that. Like, everything was going viral, anything you say. And he was just like, oh, you know, I was seeing ghosts out there. That seems like blown up, right?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Seriously. The media does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, we could throw one conspiracy theory out, you know, the colors and the Super Bowl logo. You know, everyone was saying, oh, it's purple and red. Well, now we're getting red and red, so that doesn't hold up anymore. So
I do think, I know everyone's saying, like, how do you pick against the Chiefs? But I think I said this too. If the Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl, I wanted to see a team that could, you know, match them up. And the Niners are essentially a Pro Bowl team. So
yeah, they really are. They've been like the best team all year.
Yeah,
it'll
absolutely be
fun. I hope it's a really good game.
Absolutely. No, I definitely see it being a close game. I could see it being like low scoring. But still kind of too early to tell. Going to be a lot of Niner fans there, you know. Niners are the team in California. Pro team. They have the most biggest fan base. They travel well. So that's the, but KC, same thing. They travel well, you know. And Vegas isn't that far from KC, so going to be a lot of red.
I read that the get in price is $8,500.
Oh, right now. Nice. Nice.
$8,500?
A bargain.
That's what I read.
Wow. Is there, so that's got to be a Vegas tax too, because the Raiders ticket is the most expensive ticket in the NFL, which I thought was surprising.
Wow.
But
that is surprising.
Yeah, that's the I think it's a Vegas tax.
Oh, that makes sense actually.
Interesting.
I bet it would be $5,000 in somewhere else.
Yeah,
their fans like make a trip out of it, you know, Vegas, you know, if their team is playing there, so that too. There's gonna be so many more, so many celebs there. I think like the most celebrities ever at a Super Bowl.
Really? Yeah, it makes sense. You know, we won't see all of them because they'll just be on Taylor.
But. Yeah.
So, I mean, is the proposal happening after the game if they win? Is this?
I hope so.
Are there odds on this?
I'm rooting for love, you know?
I hope it does happen. I bet there is a sports book that will have that. Will there be a proposal? Yes or no?
Yeah. I'm sure like one of those offshore sketchy Costa Rican books has that.
Yeah, you gotta drive like miles and miles off the strip. You gotta drive in the middle of the desert. What's that town in the middle of the desert that has it was in Ray Donovan. It's a real place. Fuck, forget the name. Anyway.
Where? In Nevada,
yeah, it's like between California and Vegas, and there's like a few casinos. It was in
Reno?
No, not Reno. Forget it. I forget the name. Paradise, maybe? I don't know. Or Paradise might be a suburb of Vegas. That's maybe what I'm confusing with. But yeah, so you know, we got a 2 weeks here or a week and a half away from the big game. Anything else we need to dive into here? Any takeaways?
I just wanted to mention that the Lions offensive coordinator is staying in Detroit, which I think was a huge upset.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone thought that was a lock.
Boom. That was the hottest name as a head coach for like 2 years now.
Yeah, he's coming back.
So I also saw a tweet that if Dable has a disastrous season, which I hope he doesn't, I don't think he will.
Right.
Belichick.
They said the hot name is, of course, everyone's going to say Bill Belichick coming back to the Giants, but the real candidate is Ben Johnson. But
Got it. Okay.
I don't know.
This guy's got to be careful. What if Goff goes to shit next year, gets hurt? He just pissed away his like opportunity.
His job. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the Lions might have missed a window here.
And they said he was asking for like extreme high amount of money and like years, and he notified the Commanders that he wasn't like taking the job when they were on their way to meet with them in the plane.
Holy shit.
So, wow. Yeah, they weren't happy with that. Like, kind of grimy. That's going to piss off a lot of people in like the league, around the league.
Yeah. Yeah. So what teams still have coaching vacancies? Is it just the Commandos?
The Seattle.
Commanders, Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know.
And it looks like Belichick is going to do a year of TV. And then next year, there's going to be a lot of openings.
Anyone sign him?
Who did the Titans sign?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Titans don't have anybody.
They got Callahan.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati.
Who?
Oh, the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Cincinnati. Yeah.
Wait, where's Belichick doing TV?
They didn't make an announcement, but a lot of people
speculating.
They're speculating that, and I think a lot of the networks want him too.
It's so weird. He, the guy it's with the least personality. Like, why?
I know.
No, but they were saying that when he does do TV, he's very good.
He was good before the Army Navy game. I thought because his dad coached at Navy. He put like the helmet on. Do you remember that? Did anyone else see that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good there, but yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be.
He did some special with, and I want to say like Chris Collinsworth posted it.
Okay.
And it was, he had Brady on, and he was on, and maybe Edelman or something. But he carried the show. He was really good.
Okay.
So
I can't picture it. I haven't seen any of these, so I cannot picture this at all.
It's just when he's in. When he's his coach and he has to answer these asinine media questions, he's like, all right, I'm going to troll all you guys. But actually, he loves football, so.
Yeah, why not?
It'll be funny.
So
he would be on CBS, or no, ESPN, right? So, like, he's kind of close probably to Foxborough, that area.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, right? You know, it'd be hilarious. Well, I feel like a lot of that stuff they do in Manhattan now, though. You know, it'd be funny, true. Though, if he was on the same panel with, like, Rex Ryan.
Oh boy.
I don't think that would happen. Yeah.
That would be epic though. That would be captivating TV. That would be great. But yeah, probably wouldn't happen. So what's the deal with Brady? Because he's supposed to be with Fox, correct? He's going to be the main color guy with Fox.
Next year. Yep.
And I think Greg Olson is excellent. That guy is awesome. Like, so he just gets a demotion. It's Burkhart and Brady. Is that what's supposed to happen?
I think so.
That's a shame.
No, but I also don't think they're going to demote somebody. They'll just put him on different games. Like,
but
I don't know.
But like, he's not the main game now. Like, the main tandem is Burkhart Olsen. Now it'd be Burkhart Brady. So it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of like a shame. I think Olsen's really good. Brady's
not even
proven.
I think we probably talked about this on a pod before.
I think so.
I don't understand why the color guys just went on. Like, why this happened where all of a sudden everyone's getting like all this crazy money to be a color guy when nobody's really tuning in for the announcers. Like, I've never ever turned off a game because there's an announcer I didn't like. Like, imagine you turn on the Chiefs game, it was the Chiefs.
People do
weekend.
It though for Romo.
Do they really?
People,
I mean,
hate
or do they
Romo.
Or do they just press mute? You know what I mean? Like,
Doris.
If your team's in a game that you want to watch, like, you're gonna leave it on, right?
Wait, did you say Doris? Paul?
Doris Burke.
Yeah.
Last year.
I used to like her too, and I can't stand her now.
Me too.
Yeah.
But like when they played Miami, I was, oh my God. No,
I like,
never again.
I like Aikman and Buck.
I like them a lot.
It feels like a big game when they're in.
Yes.
I also heard Nance and Romo don't like each other.
Oh, that I could definitely see.
This is huge, Jim.
Romo became like, I actually liked him the first couple of years. Now I just, it's the Josh Allen dick sucking. It was like unbearable. It was so bad.
Oh my God.
It was so blatant.
Shut the fuck up, Tony.
It was so bad.
It's like a live case of like CTE. We see it like slowly, slowly happening, like game after game, and it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
See, good case study.
I don't know. It's not fair, too, but I always take it back to, man, shut up, Tony. You were such a scrub when you played.
I know. Yeah. All I think about is that Seattle playoff game.
Yeah, he was good, but how many times did he choke?
Did he win a playoff game? I don't think he won one.
Maybe one. Maybe one. I don't know, but he was great regular season player, though.
Yeah, he was.
But so is Dak. For the most part,
yeah, they're kind of the same guy.
Kind of the same guy.
Oh, I want to say this. I have a controversial take about the Cowboys. I think they made the right call in keeping McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, 12 games every year, right? He's won.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Right, like Dak had his best season ever. The offense was filthy this year. They were what, almost undefeated at home or undefeated at home? Maybe they had one loss. They were really good. They just had a really bad playoff game.
Yeah.
But I don't think – and then if you fire him, right, like Jerry's already old, right? You got to go through this whole process of bringing in a new coaching staff. And then even the interview process, you got to bring in – they have this stupid Rooney rule, so you got to bring minority coaches. Yeah. When it's already BS, right? Because if they did fire McCarthy, they know who's –
Yeah, they know who they're going to replace.
Someone
with
just do did someone just blast off there. Someone do a tootski sound like.
I don't know what it sounded like. Kurt Close, like True Detective.
Is that you, Adam?
No, I would take credit for that.
but where were we?
Yeah. What the hell was that?
I thought somebody was yawning.
Someone stuffed up, maybe.
It could have just been like the connection, because I don't know.
Maybe technology. So McCarthy. I mean, like Belichick, Harbaugh, those guys probably don't make sense in Dallas because they want, complete control. So McCarthy's kind of like not a puppet, but he's just a coach. That's what he does. That's it. So makes sense there, I guess, for now.
Yeah,
but he's probably got this year, and that's it.
I think it's more Dak. I mean, he looked shook in that game. Him and CD were like,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of pressure, those Cowboys. A lot of pressure in that uniform. Speaking of Harbaugh, I had no idea that he played for the Chargers. I just learned that recently.
I remember him as a Colt.
As a Colt.
Colt, yeah. That's it. And a Bear. I think he was a Bear, too, wasn't he?
As a Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Saved by the Bell video has been... I've been seeing that a lot lately. You've all seen that?
Yeah.
Screech's cousin?
Yeah.
I've seen that clip.
Yeah. But yeah, he was a Charger. I don't know for how long. Maybe just like a season. So there's the connection.
I remember game from him? And it was that Pittsburgh game, the AFC Championship. Remember?
Yes.
And the Colt. And they almost hit that Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Yes. They had a running back on that team that was
good. Was it Natron Means? Was that team or no?
The Colts or Chargers?
The Colts.
Natron was the Chargers.
Yeah, Natron was the Chargers. No, Colts. I do remember that Hail Mary, though. That was crazy. That was in Pittsburgh.
That was old Pittsburgh stadium.
Yeah. Three Rivers or whatever.
Three River. Yeah.
We'll see.
He's going to make them really good, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he's a program changer. You know what I mean? He just comes in and everywhere he goes, man, it's just like they do a complete, he just builds it up,
If Herbert's as good as we all think or thought he was, they should be really good for a really long time, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they had all the talent in the world, so I know injuries kind of plague them really bad. Maybe that's just conditioning or I don't know what that could be, but we'll see. So obviously we're gonna be together in a couple weeks to preview the Super Bowl.
Yep.
What we'll also have to do is possibly do a recap either right after the game or the next day, and we'll add that to the pod.
Are we getting together all NBA All-Star weekend or Super Bowl weekend?
It's Super Bowl weekend.
Because Pinay's in town that weekend.
Right.
You guys are going to... Adam, are you going to the Nets game?
Yeah, that's Saturday night.
And that Friday night, we were planning on doing the live one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll preview it then, and then we could do... I mean, Super Bowl ends kind of late. Maybe the next day we'll do like a recap and then we'll attach it to the
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So we'll have like our preview and then you scroll to the end and you can hear our recap, what we got wrong and whatnot. But we can make predictions now if you guys want.
Yeah.
All right. Someone go ahead. Adam, you go first.
Chiefs 27-24. And I'm going to say Pat Mahomes is Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. It's a lot of background noise. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm getting that too.
Sounds like someone's in like on the bus or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Or it's like, right? Does it sound like the city streets or something like that?
Sounds like on a bus, on a train. There we go.
I'm in my living room.
No,
I'm in the bedroom. I haven't moved at all.
No, I don't hear it now. okay, so you said 27-24 Chiefs.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes MVP.
Pat Mahomes MVP. Boom. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go. Right. I'm rolling with the Chiefs, too. A little low scoring, 21-17.
Okay.
And MVP, Pacheco.
Okay.
Wow.
I think Mahomes is going to be very efficient, but like they're going to because the Niners, man, they've been getting run all over like crazy.
Yeah,
Jones, yeah, they have.
Summary. So yeah, a little low scoring, but yeah, close game. And Patty's going to get number three.
Okay.
Same age as Tom Brady when he got three.
Whoa, that's weird. I did not know that. Juice.
I'm going to say Niners 30-20.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Love it.
I love it. And that's a pretty convincing win. 10
yeah,
points.
30-20.
10 points.
Take it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of – I think I'm with Paul here. I think it's low scoring. I'm going to say something weird like 19-14 Chiefs. I don't know. Maybe there's a mixed extra point or something weird happens, but – I think the Chiefs' defense is legit, not being talked about as much. I think, yeah, they play like more like a time management type game like they did against the Ravens. And, I'm going to say just because it's, you know, it's a script, right? Travis Kelce, MVP, proposal after the game on the field. And she says yes. That's my prediction.
If that happens, oh my god!
What if she says no?
That'd be even better.
That would be the best Super Bowl ever.
They should stage it. They should stage it so he does it, and she says no, yeah. And then nobody talks about the Super Bowl. Talks about. Did you see that? How could she?
How could she? Yeah. No, I think I think they're gonna ride this thing for a while. You know, Biden endorsement. He gets Biden wins again. Then they break up. Then they just break up.
I think that would make for a really good album, though. I think she'd probably put out a nice album.
Oh, hell yeah. It's coming. 2025, it's going to be like the hottest album. You know?
I hope she just calls it Travis Kelce.
yeah. Like,
what did we get off the bus? Was that the bus stop? There's no more. What happened?
I don't know what that noise is. But I don't hear it. All right, cool. So there we go. There's your predictions. Juice, you're alone there. I like it.
Yeah, I didn't want to be boring.
No, I got you.
It's better when we're not all on the same page. You know?
No, I trust me, I want the Niners, but it's, you know, I don't know. It just seems so obvious.
I'll definitely root. I'll be rooting for the Chiefs. Because the whole NFC thing. I don't know. I still feel like a little bit of a rival for the Giants, so I'll be rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go on to the Knickerbockers. Let's talk about it. Julius Randle. How long is he out for?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. My gut
sucks.
I think two months is the best case scenario.
Ugh.
But I have a feeling it's for the year.
Yeah. Juice, you think the same?
Yeah, I think they're avoiding surgery. That's the best thing. But he's probably going to be out for a while. The one good thing, I will say, optimistic basically is they're on this six-game home stretch now, and then February there's less games, and it's a little bit of a lighter schedule, and then you get the All-Star break, so, and it's a short month, so you get through February, and then I think maybe they'll play it by ear, see how the record is, and then yeah, March. But you know Julius, he's going to live in the gym, he's going to be rehabbing, he's going to be probably sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. He'll be yeah. back. So if he just avoids surgery, it'll be okay.
Yeah. I it's a shame because the best thing I always thought the best ability Randle had was durability. The fact that he not only could play a lot of games, he wanted to play a lot of games. Like he when he came up, I mean, Kobe was his teammate, right? So he had that like dog mentality, like load management, like I'm playing, which I love about him. So it sucks that, you know, he's got like a legit injury here and could miss some time. And I think the fact that they're being so quiet, it is probably worse than we think. So, yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. Does this injury change what they do at the deadline?
No.
Yeah. I think they were going to get a guy, they were going to get a guy regardless, like a Brogdon or Clarkson or something.
Regardless.
I think DeRosa would make the most sense, right? Because he could get that 25 a game that Randle would give you, right?
Yeah.
And he was rumored to the Knicks earlier in the year. That went away. I don't know.
Man, if they were to get DeRozan and then Randle was to come back like right before the playoffs, that's a tough out.
Scary. Move Dante to the bench. Out. He's playing great. The bench in general is playing great.
Dante's playing amazing today.
Yeah, except for when he got blocked by the rim. Did you see that?
Yeah, seven threes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he dribbled down the lane. He was about to slam one down. That was one of the worst like rejection by the rims I've ever seen. That was brutal. But yeah, he's been awesome. You know, so happy with that.
Yeah, Randle could be out for 2 months, and I would have no worries of them missing the playoffs. As long as he's back for the playoffs, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
What's a shame of it, though, is, like, can we ever get, like, a healthy Randle in the playoffs? You know? He wasn't healthy last year. Right? And even in the Hawks series in 2021, it was debatable. I forget what it was, but if he was healthy or not. So that sucks, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
If they're able to win today, which hopefully they do, they have a pretty big lead now.
Yeah.
They'll tie for the best month ever.
In their history or like NBA history?
Yeah, they'll tie. I want to say the tying team was one from 94 when they went to the finals.
Wow.
And then also, if they win today and Philadelphia loses to Golden State, then we have sole control of the third seed. I think the third seed is the highest we've been in such a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember the Knicks being a three seed in a long time.
I think, well...
Or maybe the Melo team, actually.
The 2013, maybe. Weren't they the one seed? The two seed?
Yeah, it might have been two or three.
Yeah.
Behind the Heatles?
With like Novak?
Yeah, 2013 team. I'm pretty sure they were like a two seed.
But, yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
But this team is way more, I mean, my opinion, way more likable. They're younger, right? I mean, this is the best I've probably felt as a Knicks fan, like, you know, it's since, I don't know, 99 maybe?
Yeah.
You know, that whole run? I mean.
Where is Brunson on, like, the hierarchy of Knicks you've watched already?
Top five.
Oh, top five. Easy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ewing, Allen Houston, Carmelo.
Yeah.
Not too many great Knicks.
Not too many. Lynn Sanity for a month. Not even.
I'd say like Amari for that 1 year.
Half a season was incredible. Yeah.
And then I guess Latrell.
Latrell had a but that was so short lived. Yeah.
David Lee had an all star run.
Not many. Starks, I mean. You know,
I'd say Starks, like, in his prime.
J.R. Smith, sixth man of the year. I don't know. It's not much. Oh, Porzingis for, like, a few. There was a
but think about
a
it.
Run there.
They, but, yeah. The Dallas Mavericks wouldn't pay him $80 million, right? I think their offer was something like 50 or 56.
55. 55. He turned it down. They turned
he wanted.
Down.
I think he wanted 80. He signs with the Knicks for 104, which is everybody screaming that we overpaid, and he makes out because he asked for 80. He's getting 104, and now turns out he's on here. He's probably worth double what he's making, right?
Yeah, max. He's getting a max right now. No question.
He's getting a max contract. And you look at Dallas, they signed Kyrie Irving, who doesn't play for them.
Yep.
Yeah, that worked out for them.
It's like, why didn't you just pay him, give him the $80 million? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
He's the perfect complement to Luka Doncic.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of like it's the cult of the star, you know what I mean? Like, they just couldn't figure, they couldn't see, and a lot of, I guess we all couldn't see Brunson being like this star player. Like, as good as he was, and the moments that he had in Dallas, it was kind of like, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah, but you know like what? I don't give him that break because Mark Cuban, this is the second time it's happened to him. Like, he couldn't see what he had in Steve Nash.
Oh, that's a great point, actually. That's a great point.
He let Steve Nash go to Phoenix, and he gets two MVPs, right? MVP seasons.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not cutting Mark Cuban any slack for that.
Also worth noting was the Porzingis is playing pretty well.
Yeah.
They had him,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I've said for a while, the basketball operations in Dallas, like, ever since probably since the championship that they won with Dirk, it hasn't been what it's been. I don't know. There's too much
shaky
going on there.
Shaky.
Yeah. Cuban seems like he's, like, interested in so many other things, you know, like politics and Shark Tank and God knows what. He's not, like, focused on the team as much anymore, it seems like. But he's just, like, on – I don't know if you guys noticed. He's just on Twitter just arguing with people about DEI and different shit, like, all the time. So.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel so bad. No, I mean, the Knicks, we're, you know, OG's been a blessing. What is it, highest net rating in NBA history in January or something like that? Or in the first
10 games or something.
Yeah, like first 10 games with a new team, highest net rating ever. Incredible. He's been perfect. He's the perfect fit. Perfect fit, which I think we kind of knew it, right? That he would be. At least I did.
I was a little skeptical.
Were you? Yeah, I don't know. He seemed like a Thibs guy.
Like, what was the deal with, like, why was Toronto so bad with all these guys? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It is a great question.
I'll be honest. I didn't get the OG hype. And even there was like that rumor that they were asked, the demand was 3 first-rounders and we'll start the conversation. You know, I watched OG the 4 times they play the Knicks, and that's probably it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But looking at him now that he's on the Knicks, his size is like what's really impressive to me. He's so long,
he's a monster.
So big. And he really does, even though he doesn't score that many points, like he's had a handful of games where he actually scores, you know, in the 20s, but he just affects the game because he's just so lanky. It feels like he deflects all the balls.
So many.
He's in all the passing lanes. He's a tough guy to go against. So
I think he's probably one of the 3 best defensive players in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. You can make an argument if he keeps it up, you know, maybe defensive player of the year.
He's and definitely in the playoffs, like his type, like that type of player is much more valuable than the guy who usually wins defensive player of the year, which is usually like a shot blocking center. Like, I'd much rather have the switchy guy that can guard every position for like a playoff game.
Yeah.
And he shows no emotion like Kawhi, like robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that too about him. He just, you know, all business and great. He moves well without the ball too. He cuts to the, you know, like that's what I thought Obi's best ability was cutting to the hoop and getting the easy points, the dunks and layups. I think OG does that a lot too, which I like. He's just a smart player.
Yeah.
Yeah. which
I'm going to the game tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday.
Sick. That's
who are they playing?
Indiana.
That's fun. Nice. Oh, so you'll see Obi. Nice.
Yeah.
I think Halliburton's back, right?
Halliburton, I think, came back tonight.
Great. Okay, that's good news.
Awesome.
I'll probably see him. Hopefully they'll drag out Tom Thibodeau and fire him at half court.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Listen. For right now, I don't know if Paul feels the same way, but for right now, I love Thibs. He's smiling. He's laughing. Maybe he's having sex. Who knows?
I'll tell you what, though. Julius going down, I miss Obi Toppin. You know, I could use Obi right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Right? This is what Knicks fans wanted.
I did not like that trade. I think that trade was totally...
Oh, stupid.
They loved Obi. Obi asked them, hey, can you trade me? I want to get some time. And they did him a favor.
Two-second rounds.
I love what Thibs has been this year so far, but any parts of, like... him going against Spoelstra.
Yeah, that's what I fear. Yeah.
He'll get pantsed again like last year. I think he can. Mazzulla, I'm really not afraid of Boston. I'm not. I think they match up with them. Milwaukee with Doc, that could be an issue. But yeah, I don't want him going against Spoelstra. That scares the shit out of me.
The team that scares me, because I kind of welcome another round with Miami, because you got to eventually just beat these guys. Right?
Yeah,
I want to play them. Yeah. I want to be better than them. I want to beat them. The team that scares me is Orlando.
Ooh.
Okay.
They don't match well with them.
Yeah, I think Banchero is going to be a top 10 player in the NBA. He's that good. He's just so
big, really good.
And powerful. He's really good.
Yeah.
And they're just so
tough.
Defensively, they're good. They're tough. Good coach.
Mosley, right?
Who's their coach?
Who's their coach?
Is it Mosley? Something Mosley?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
I have no idea.
Dallas. Yeah. Actually, the Knicks interviewed him. He was one of the finalists.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. The three finalists, I think, were Tibbs, Mosley, and Ime did really well. But I think there was like some strategy. They were like trying to say that Kidd was a leading front runner just so Tibbs would sign the contract. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The day before.
Oh right. Right.
But it's crazy. Every time I check the box score, they're in every single game. Like, if it's on the road against a tough West Coast team, they're always right there. So,
yeah.
They're clearly doing something right with
and
their,
they're,
like,
they're scheme. Deep. They're deep, too.
Yeah, a lot of
that. That Paolo-Franz combo is, like, I mean, talk about two modern NBA forwards, like, with size. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they have, like, 3 point guards. They got Cole. They got Fultz.
Suggs,
and then they even got that other guy they drafted with the fro.
From Arkansas.
Yeah, in the first round. Me.
Anthony Black?
Yeah, Black. Yeah. So they got a bunch of – and then Jonathan Isaac's still there. They have the other Wagner.
The big man, the white guy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter Jr. Yeah, he's on my fantasy team. He's solid. Yeah, they're tough, man. Yeah, they have the Knicks number. I'm scared of them, too, if I'm being honest.
But I could see them, like, really, if they got matched up with, like, Philly in the first round, giving them, like, a freaking really tough time.
Fuck Philly. Honestly, like, the whole Embiid thing, man, sitting out that game in Denver, national TV.
Yeah, that annoyed me also.
Primetime game. Come on, what's the reason behind that? Like, that's why I do not want any parts of that guy, like, at all. Like,
he's a douche.
Yeah, the 70 points is great. He's uber talented, but he's got no dog in him.
Malone from Denver is going to. He asked them to investigate that.
He should. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullcrap.
Last time he played in Denver, Ben Simmons was all NBA.
Oh, Jesus.
Saturday night. And they pull that crap.
Primetime game, two best bigs in the league, and for no reason at all. It's just, yeah. That's why I think that Philly team's going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So.
Front runners. You kick them in the mouth, like, they don't know how to respond.
Yeah.
They just kind of, like, crawl up.
Yeah.
Like the Knicks, but they did that one game. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
They just quit.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's why I can't get excited about, you know, when players are just dropping 70 points. You know, Luke had 73, was it Booker at 62, Cat 62.
But like, here's my thing. Like, everyone's going to say, oh, like, they're not playing any defense. They're not. How about the players, right? Have some pride. How are you going to let this someone drop 70 on you?
Like, yeah. some of those Luka clips of, like, this guy's slow motion layup lines going to the rim. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Go hack him.
Crush him. Josh, you remember when we played that team in Suffern? Remember the basketball league? They were dunking on us.
Yeah, yep.
So we would just hit them. They didn't do it. They didn't do it anymore. You got to let them know, like, hey, like, you're not going to embarrass us. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't happen in the NBA anymore. They're all buddies.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, Knicks used to be that team who would allow someone to drop, you know, X amount of points. I don't think anyone's doing that on this Knicks team. Right? Who's got the high on them this year? I'm trying to think.
I think Randall. Remember that one time he was like at 50, or did he have 50
on the Knicks?
Oh, he's talking.
Against the Knicks.
Against them, against them. Who's had like the high on them? I can't think
probably
of one.
Probably some random role player went for like 45 or some shit.
I can't think of anyone top of my head who went off against this Knicks team, which is good to know. You know,
I feel like did SGA have a big one or no?
Maybe they did beat us.
Jalen Williams went really crazy that game.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
yeah.
Halliburton.
Did Halliburton have a lot?
Was in Indy. I don't know if it's at the Garden.
Yeah, I can't really think of it. I'm trying to think the Celtics because we played them a bunch in the beginning of the year, but I don't think Tatum or Brown did anything. I don't know.
Yeah, there hasn't been like that one. Oh, like look at this guy at the Garden.
Right,
White's like 60-point game this year.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been really anything like that. Maybe Donovan Mitchell might have had a good game, but you know, we kind of own them. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, love this Knicks team. Hope Randall can come back. If not, they gotta do something. Play for get a player. I mean, they're still good, but like Randall's, he's their second guy. So. They need someone else.
Yep.
Now is Brunson, I mean, the MVP talks are starting to heat up. Our guy Kendrick Perkins, I love it. We finally have a spokesperson on the national level because there's like some serious Knicks hate.
Who can do a good impression of Kendrick? I can't get him down.
He sounds like a talking bottle of barbecue sauce.
The Knicks. No, I can't do it.
I can't do it. It's what hard, I'm talking
about. Yeah, it's like he's constipated. I don't know.
Brandon Brunson. Yeah, every time I do it, it comes out like Barkley. I just can't do it.
No, I can't do it. But no, he's been great, man. He's been challenging Stephen A. I love it.
I think the MVP is definitely Jokic.
It's Joker again, right? I mean, he's unbelievable. He's incredible. You know
how many games he's missed?
I know, like one.
One.
And, yeah, he got ejected from two others.
can we talk about like all time where like what he's going to be when his career is over?
Yeah, it's getting crazy. If they win another ring this year, he's in a class like with those guys.
How many MVPs does he have?
Two,
right?
So but his numbers are going to be stupid. How high?
Yeah.
Rebounds, assists, points.
They'll get another ring too. So like that, yeah. So then you put him in Wilt had two, Olajuwon two.
I think you got to put him ahead of Olajuwon if he gets a second ring.
I think so, definitely.
I would. Yeah.
I mean, as crazy as that sounds,
obviously Russell, no one's breaking that ever. Probably. Kareem has how many? He has a bunch. He's six, right?
I mean, the guy maybe he could probably catch is Shaq. Maybe
Shaq has four. Shaq has four. Yeah. Yeah, you can catch that. But yeah, Russell and Kareem probably not happening. Snugget seems good. They're not like, I don't think they're that good, but.
They got to make a move. They got to get somewhere,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because Murray's been okay. What's his face? Michael Porter, he's whatever.
He has not improved at all.
Not at all.
Up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, if they got like a real, like a certified dude to go with Joker. They could be.
Yeah, they're gonna miss Bruce Brown when it comes like playoff time. A guy like that.
Yeah, where's he going? Is he gonna be a Knick? Maybe he's not really a need. There's not really a need for him on the Knicks. Yeah. But
I heard the Lakers are like covet him.
They love everyone.
Yeah, no, but I heard like they tried to get him in the offseason and they're like really upset about it.
Okay,
like, I heard this whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, they are. They are in on everybody.
Everybody.
Are they gonna make the playoffs? They're in trouble.
Did this happen last year though? And they got to the play-in, and then they went to the Western Conference Finals. I feel like they turned it on when they want to, you know?
It'll be a play-in. I don't think they're going to get top six. They're pretty far behind. Right.
Are they? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting. LeBron's playing amazing, too. Be kind of a waste.
The deadline's right here, right? Isn't it Thursday?
Thursday?
No, yeah, it's the 8th.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday.
It's the 8th. Yeah, it's next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
So we'll talk about that, definitely.
Sweet.
For the in-person. That'd be fun. So, anything else NBA? Oh, Nets, Adam.
Yeah, I think they're going to be one of the most exciting deadline teams.
Are they going to do anything? I feel like they're going to get rid of Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie's 100% gone.
He's gone. Anything else? Like
Finney Smith is like a hot name right now. I think he's gone. And I really think they're going to trade Claxton also.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because I don't think they don't want to pay him the $100 million he's going to get wherever he goes. Just because they're not in a position to be like locking up cap space like that.
Okay.
I think he's going to get traded. I heard the Thunder and I heard the Pelicans for Claxton and Finney Smith. So I don't know. I'd watch out for that. I heard Miami for Finney Smith. Dinwiddie probably has a few suitors also. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't really think of too many, but I think he'll play better on the next spot. So that'll be real interesting.
So do you see them just compiling picks and calling it a day?
Yeah, I think they'll keep Mikhail. They'll keep Cam. They'll try to, like everybody else that's on the edges, that's like a maybe, I think they'll try to turn into a pick. And then if there's somebody out there, like I could see them making a play for Murray. If they have, you know, if the price is right.
Okay.
If somebody like that's available, they'll go for it. But I think it's just going to be, let's see if we can get a couple young guys, a couple picks here. Keep Mikhail and Cam as kind of like the core of the situation and see if we could just retool for the offseason and then have some draft capital so where we could trade for a star. That's what I think the plan is.
That's smart. I like that.
I think that's the best they could do, honestly, with the hand that they have right now.
Yeah, because I don't know what big name is just going to be like floating out there. That's gonna like.
Yeah, that's the problem. And then the flip side would be, oh, let's unplug on Mikhail and rebuild. But you don't have your own pick, so if you trade Mikhail, you're probably gonna slide right to the bottom, and that pick goes to Houston. And then all the picks you get back for Bridges are basically gonna be in the late 20s. So
right,
I don't think that makes a ton of sense.
Right. So all right, and Ben's back for who knows how long.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good. 18 minutes last night. He almost had a triple-double. So
yeah. I mean, he the first six games that he played in the season, he looked good. It's just, can he stay on the court? That's it at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So. Give me 10 games before I get excited.
Exactly.
10 games
exactly. So we'll see. All right. What else? Oh, Juice, you got to give us Vince McMahon. WWE, where does it go from here?
Oh, I think he's going to jail, maybe.
It's that bad.
Yeah, like, so if you read the lawsuit, it's like a 64-page lawsuit, and it's just, hold on, this is what I don't like, right? Tibbs, love Tibbs. Why is Brunson, why are all these guys in the game? They're up 22, 4 minutes ago, and, like, Brunson's taking shots to the face.
Yeah, that's not good.
I know.
I don't know why Tibbs does
always
this.
Always does this shit.
Always
and
does
they
it.
Jazz, like, Markkinen is not in. The other guy, like, come on. They gave up, too.
Get these guys out, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Vince McMahon, yeah, he's like, it's basically a document of, it's a document full of years of sexual abuse, sexual assault, like, grooming. And then passing this girl on to other employees and doing really weird, creepy stuff. Like he's like a demon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
He definitely, like, you know that he wasn't like a scrupulous guy. Like he's definitely not the best husband in the world and all that stuff. But like this was insane. This was crazy, crazy. So they removed him from everything. They were pretty much like bought out. by this company. A company was created, took over the UFC, took over WWE, and then combined them into one entity that owns both. So with like Dana White running UFC and then Triple H and this other guy, Nick Khan, who was from, what's that big agency that runs the Knicks? CAA.
Yeah.
So they basically, they run the WWE. And Vince, they kept him on the board, but with all the stuff, they completely like kicked him out. So he's done.
Wow.
And then years ago, like I want to say a few years ago, Stephanie McMahon, who everybody thinks is like this amazing executive, really good with people and charity, and really was like better than Vince. All of a sudden, she just randomly resigns. And she's like, I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to take care of my kids. So I have three girls at home, take care of them. Everybody thought that was so strange. Now it makes sense. She probably knew all of this shit and said, get me away from all of this. I want nothing to do with it.
And where's Shane in all this?
Shane and Vince don't really have a good relationship. Shane McMahon actually, like, he would come on TV here and there. The last time he came on TV was actually a year ago, and he came in and then he like was running around the ring and just like popped his hamstring or something, completely torn.
Oh shit.
And he was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, but he's a billionaire on his own. Like he invented a company that is like the Chinese equivalent to YouTube in China.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and wow. He has his own money. He's a billionaire. And now he's back in New York and he raises his kids in like a mansion in New York.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
And he never really, he never got along with his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I mean, there were so many good like memes and whatnot with Vince McMahon. I can't use those anymore.
It's kind of crazy because he's like the whole legacy of,
I know,
he created all the characters and he had probably the most popular era ever when it was like Stone Cold and The Rock and all that stuff.
Yep.
Now he's like this Harvey Weinstein figure that they're gonna erase him from everything and nobody wants anything to do with him, and it's pretty shitty. It's like insane.
The dildo thing was weird.
Shitty, no pun intended.
The dildo thing where he was naming the dildos after wrestlers.
Like, yeah.
Dildo really. Collection. Yeah.
There was so many creepy, like cringeworthy things that it's like hard. Adam, I sent it to you if you want. Read it.
I'm gonna read it right after this. Like, I keep forgetting I have it, but I cannot wait to read it.
It's like I never read 70 pages like that fast because I was just like, I can't believe what.
I'll probably want to read that too, so you can send it to me too.
I'll send it to you.
Send it to the group chat maybe. Yeah.
Do they say which wrestlers he names the dildos after?
No, they don't get that part, but there is someone that they reference. Like, so there's three people. There's like, I forgot what they call them, but it's like employee one, employee two, employee three. I found out employee three is definitely Stephanie McMahon.
Okay.
And then there's one person where he like passed this girl on to another wrestler to have like relations with or whatnot, and he was making crude jokes. That wrestler is Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Yeah. So Brock Lesnar was supposed to be at this weekend's Royal Rumble, and they pulled him. They took him off.
Wow.
Wow.
Anything.
And they got this big Netflix deal. Was he involved with that? Like negotiating that?
I'm sure he was involved, but that was pretty much the new company probably getting this deal. Like, wrestling is insanely popular.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because they kind of moved away from a lot of the crazy stuff they used to do, and now it's more kid friendly.
Yeah.
But the talent is there. They have tons of talent. Oh, so.
The crazy stuff. I mean, on Instagram, there's all these videos always that pop up about all the shit they used to do. It's nuts.
I know. It was really unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Like, stuff they used to get away with.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
But never today. Yeah. Yeah.
They would be canceled right away.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff.
100%. I can't believe it. You know, this is the one of the stories that went viral, but the defecating. And he was doing it, like, in the office, basically. Like, a lot of this shit was going down in his office.
Oh yeah, it was like horrible stuff. Yeah,
I always wonder when you. I always wonder when you have like a kink like that. Like, how do you get there?
Ugh.
You know, like there's a lot of steps I think between.
I lock the door when I'm like home alone. Like,
right? Exactly. Exactly. Like... So, like, how do you get to like? You know what? I want to get shit involved.
I don't even know. I think it's a power. I don't know. It's like a power trip or something. I can't explain it.
Sick puppy, like, man. Sick.
But it's really, it's criminal activity. Like, he belongs in jail.
Yeah.
And you know, Bill Simmons has always talked about wanting to do a documentary, or somebody wanted, like, people have always asked to do documentaries on him, and Bill Simmons wanted to do like a 10-part series on his life, right? Because it's like his life is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But he'd never do it. He was like, maybe at the end when I'm closer to dying, I'll sit down and give you my whole story. But now no one's going to touch this thing.
Nope.
Like, nobody wants
it. Yeah, like you said.
I kind of want to watch it more now.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I'm much more curious now.
You can't, like, nobody's going to want to, like, work with
that. Yeah,
that's
true. Really. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It is like you made a good point, like a Harvey Weinstein type thing. Like, just completely just... bye. Like, you'll never be part of this again. So,
because right, really, like we all know Harvey Weinstein is this like monster.
Yeah,
and but at one time before all this stuff came out, right, he was the biggest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah,
nobody got.
Yeah, shot. You know, it's funny. Every time I put on an old movie, it says produced by Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, like, holy shit. Goodwill Hunting, and I mean the list goes on. Yeah, yep, absolutely, absolutely. They they portrayed him in Entourage. Remember that?
Yeah. I think they keep his name, right? Isn't it Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
The guy?
Yep, absolutely.
They keep his name.
Yeah. Yeah. So, ugh. Yikes.
I've been wanting to watch Entourage and see if it's like holds up.
Same. I saw someone recently post about how they've been binging it. Someone on Twitter. I think it was like Taylor Lewan or something like that was talking about it. But yeah,
I watched the movies, and I remember at first when we saw the movies, the movies are bad. But when I watch them, I'm like, the movies are just like the show. It's good.
Same shit. It's just an easy watch, an easy binge. Yeah, I kind of want to do that too. And that brings me to let's stick to HBO. Paul, I know you are, but are you guys watching True Detective?
I've seen the first episode, not the second two, but you can go ahead and start talking about it.
I don't want to give it away. We could always
You guys can go. I haven't watched it, but
I'm trying to catch up. I just haven't had the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Paul, is Paul still there?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you're caught up, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't get it.
My only fear, and I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but like my only fear is that I think they're doing a lot with the supernatural. I hope it's just kind of like not going to be the case, and it's just kind of like what people are like envisioning. I don't know. There's so much to go into here. How about you guys catch up, and then we'll talk about it like in a later pod. I don't want to give too much away.
All right, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, because
I will say this: I watched the first episode. Definitely not a place I'd like to live.
No. Yeah, Alaska, especially those 30 days of just darkness.
It's tough,
depressing.
My family went in September. They hated it. They were like, "This is hell."
Well, it's like these like you know shanky towns. You know that you're off the grid. It's remote. It's cold. It's depressing. You know, there's no industry really. You know,
how long is it dark for?
30 days. A month.
A whole month.
That's one thing I'll say that about the show. That's one thing that's been tough is you don't know what time of day it is.
Right. It's impossible.
Impossible to. So like they're like working and all I'm thinking is like, oh, they're working late. You know, you know, it's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
at night.
Now that you mentioned it in the first episode, I was like, yeah, man, it must be like 3 in the morning. Man.
Yeah. Like
who the hell knows? It like, could be 3 in the afternoon.
You have no idea. You have no idea. But it's definitely connected to season 1, which is probably the best part so far. I'm not going to say I'm like blown away by it. I'm intrigued. I'm interested. I like it. Don't love it. But definitely the best part is I like it. It's connected to season 1, which, you know, I've said many times, season 1 is like the best piece of television I've ever watched. So we'll see. And there's this guy, I'm going to shout him out, Think Story on YouTube. he does the best breakdowns of each episode. Excellent. So if like you're confused, like Paul, you're like, what the fuck's going on? Watch. Yeah. It's just Think Story on
Think
YouTube.
Story?
Yeah, and they're like 18-minute like videos. He just breaks it. He breaks them down so well, catches everything. So
yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah, watch those, and you'll be like, ah, okay. You'll be caught up. So.
Like the freaking guy melts and runs away. I don't understand. I don't know, I'm not going to say anymore.
Jodie Foster's really good. The other acting isn't great. Like the other Navarro, whatever. She's not the best actor.
With the piercings.
Yeah, she's not the best actor. But Jodie Foster's she's excellent, of course.
She's a G. She's good.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. It's good.
So the whole show is going to be in the dark.
Yep. Except for like flashbacks, I guess. You know, if there's any flashbacks, so maybe we'll get a Rustin Cole appearance.
I wonder if they filmed it in Alaska.
You know, I looked it up. I want to say Canada. I don't know if they went all the way to Alaska. I think they went to like Canada or something. Definitely somewhere remote.
Maybe it was Iowa.
Maybe.
Oh my God, Iowa!
They're shooting in Iowa.
Shit.
20 miles from Des Moines.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, so yeah, catch up on that, and then we can all kind of talk about it. Anything?
Think Story. That's the YouTube.
Yeah, Think Story. Yeah.
How's the Bachelor?
Oh, I'm done. It was on in the background. Katie was watching it. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. It's so fake. I hate it.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry. Can't do it. I'm assuming you guys aren't watching it either.
Nah, I haven't watched much TV recently besides like the sports. So
same.
Gotta try that.
It's like Knicks, football, and True Detective. It's about it for me. You know, YouTube videos, whatever.
Griselda.
Yeah, I might get into that. It's good?
It's good.
Just good?
I mean, it's good.
It's good. Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't say it's like a classic, but like, it's very entertaining. Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm looking for. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. I mean, Cocaine Cowboys is better, but it's still very good.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to, you know, Griselda was like very ugly and they have Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, and they have Sofia Vergara. That's kind of not the best casting, but...
She must be. I think she's dead, right? The real Griselda.
But, oh yeah, she
imagine
went missing.
You're alive and like imagine they were gonna portray you in a movie and they're like, yeah, we're gonna go with Brad Pitt. You go with that. Like, oh wow.
She went missing, right, Paul?
Well, it's funny because I think so. Yeah, she got killed.
Like they never found her body. Like she just she's clearly dead. But but yeah.
But like all of her sons are, I think, still alive, or at least like the youngest one. I know for a fact. But he had like an article that came out. He wanted to sue Netflix for like having them like make Sofia Vergara try to be uglier. So like, you know, saying she was like a beautiful woman, my mom. Like, why are they trying to make? Yeah. Bro. They pick Sofia Vergara as the player. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you just take the W there, right?
Jesus.
Quill out your head.
Yeah. Doesn't get much better than that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Should have been Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Nice. Nice. I heard Queen of the South is good too. Isn't that kind of similar?
I watched a little bit. I gotta start it. Everyone says it's very good.
Similar concept, long, right? Though. Like it's cartels.
It's a lot of seasons though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to do all that.
I think it's like 5 or 6.
Oh, forget it. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Too much. Yeah.
Next pandemic.
Next. There you go. Which is this year, you know?
Yeah.
Disease X. So it's coming.
And everyone keeps talking about that American horror. Not a horror.
American Nightmare.
Yeah.
What is that?
On Netflix, right? Like,
I've heard of it.
Everyone. Yeah. I think it's a true story. Something happened. I don't know. Like kidnapping or I don't know.
You know, like the females, you know, shouts to Kaylee. She doesn't listen to this, but like she loves that true crime shit. the true crime, know, yeah, like the murders and woman gets murdered, and she loves that stuff.
I got a lot of people do. The three part genre. Netflix huge. Doc. I mean, there's not much better.
The what?
The three part Netflix documentary. I love that format of TV.
And that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You get three parts. You're in and you're out. If you want to binge it, binge it. If not, you do it in a couple nights.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah.
They put a bow on it. You know, it's great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys?
You watching this Boston Indiana game?
No.
127, 124. Ooh. 20 seconds left. Yeah.
Who's winning?
You getting good? Boston.
It's a good one.
Beantown. I think they lost one game all year at home.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Nuggies.
I got it on now.
You watching, right, Juice? Yeah.
I got it on.
I don't know about these Boston uniforms.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Which ones are they? The like the Celtics inscript or whatever? Is that the one?
No, it just says Boston.
It's got like a gold.
Oh, that, yeah. Those ones? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not crazy about those.
I hate every Celtic uniform ever.
True.
Oh, now they're putting up. So, Adam, Durant's back in Brooklyn tomorrow?
Yes.
No tribute.
A lot of hoopla over the tribute video.
Oh, God. Tribute? Katie, you're really going to do that?
Katie was arguing with some guy that has like 14 followers that he that he doesn't want a tribute video.
Somebody replied to that. They're like, bro.
Katie. He got Katie going.
but they're like, bro, the tip off is in an hour.
And it was like right before the game. Yeah. Like right before the game yesterday. He's like, nah, don't do a tribute video for me. You guys, whatever. It's God. It's 6:45. The game starts at 7.
That's amazing.
The team's like warming up on the court. Yeah.
He's just hold on. I got to get this tweet in.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll do something, though, right?
Listen, they gave Blake Griffin a send off. He came back and they gave him a tribute video. So they gave Harden one. He basically sabotaged the whole franchise.
Jesus.
So I feel like KD's getting one.
Definitely.
I mean, they were still like, he had really good moments. Like,
yeah, I don't hate him. I mean, I don't like the way it ended, but like, it definitely was a great run, you know, as good as it could be. He left it out there.
Of all the guys, you know,
he showed up when he was healthy and played, balled out. So, and it was cool to be able to watch him all the time too.
Yeah.
You know what it is though? It's strictly him and his ego. Like, he doesn't want people to remember that it didn't work out there.
So yeah, that's about, what I think
it's,
also.
It's
yeah,
all right. about that. He's like, oh, no, that never happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's getting one though, for sure.
Yeah.
Kyrie, I don't know. He might be the one guy that doesn't, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I can't see him getting one.
No.
KD, yeah, he deserves one though.
So. All right, guys.
Wow, Travis Kelce does DirecTV now too? Nice. Good for him.
Yeah, he's only got like a billion commercials, sponsorships, you know? 20 million from Pfizer. Must be nice. Oh, did he even? I bet he didn't even get the jab. Bet he didn't even get it.
He's going to be living the dream. He's living the dream.
Yeah. Good luck to him and Taylor.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
All right, guys.
So, yeah, next time we meet, we'll be in person.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Let's do it. All right. Take care. Comb your hair.